Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Janice Hatfield, and I just did a survey about Bank of America.
Okay.
And it was on there, and it said you get $90 or something if you do the survey. But anyway, I had to complete an offer at the end. So I chose the iPad Pro and Magic.
All right, can I have your zip code?
62417.
And your first and last name?
Janice, Janice. Hatfield, Hatfield.
1 second, ma'am. And was you charged anything, ma'am?
Yes, I was. $39.97.
Okay, ma'am. And can you give me the last four of the card that was charged? Because I'm not showing an account for you.
I don't have an account at this bank.
Well, no, ma'am. Can I have the last four of the card that you used that was charged?
Oh, okay. 0025.
No, ma'am, we haven't charged that card. What's the first six? What's the first six numbers, ma'am?
Oh, okay. 5360 7063.
That's enough.
Okay.
No, ma'am, we haven't charged it. How did you get our phone number?
It was on this was on the iPad. When you click on the iPad, this number pops up.
All right, 1 second, ma'am.
But on my banking statement, I looked to see on my online, I was charged $39.97, and it's a Get JABBARI Flow, and their number is no longer in service.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah, it said the price was zero, but you had to pay the shipping and handling. And I didn't think the shipping and handling that was that much. And it was probably a con, a scam.
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to find that for you, okay?
Okay, honey. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bear with me.
That's fine. I appreciate you helping.
You're welcome. Still looking for what that is at charging, ma'am. Bear with me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And what's the name on the account, ma'am?
Janice, Janice Hatfield, Hatfield.
Spell that one more time, ma'am.
Hatfield, Hatfield, like the Hatfield and McCoy. I always get teased about it.
Yes, ma'am. And you said the first name would be Janice, correct?
Uh-huh.
J-A-N-I-C-E?
Right.
Hey, ma'am, I'm not finding that we charged you at all. I would contact your bank to see if they have an alternative number, because I can't even find what you gave me the name of. I can't find that either to find a phone number for it.
Yeah, the number, the telephone number on there, on my, on the, oh, the image on the thing is 833-264-0926, Ohio.
Okay, it's not us, ma'am. I would call your bank to see if they have an alternative number. Because I have tried to find...
Okay, that was the only thing on the image.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. But you need to call your bank to see if they have an alternate number, because the number is wrong. That's not us.
Okay, so what officially are you?
We're a third-party call center that serves several products like CBD oil, weight loss products, and different stuff like that.
Oh, so but your number is on where the iPad is.
That. Sometimes the numbers get mixed up, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, what if I type in this get whatever and see what that is? If
ma'am?
It pops up.
Okay, you should have got an email. If you ordered anything offline, you need to check your email. You should have got an email, and there would be a number in there. See.
Oh,
well.
Okay. I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah. What's your name, honey?
My name is Pam.
Pam, thank you for
ma'am.
Helping me. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.